Hi, welcome back to Be Your Own Life Coach. This is the sixth and final module, Evaluate the Goal Setting Activity. The objectives. In this topic, you will consider which of the actions were achieved and why they were successful. Consider which of the actions were not achieved and why they were not successful. Describe future actions to meet any incomplete goals. Describe new goals arising from completed goals. And investigate ways to manage success or disappointment associated with achieving or not achieving your goal. The time for this module is 3 hours. We begin with a reflection on a quote from Confucius. By three methods we may learn wisdom. First, by reflection, which is noblest. Second, by imitation, which is easiest. And third, by experience, which is most bitter. Activity. It is now time to reflect on and evaluate your goal-setting activity. In discussion with your teacher and with your class, you need to decide on what form that evaluation will take. You need to pay very careful attention to the 5 items in the objectives list above and make sure that you include all of them. Here are some ideas for evaluation formats. These are different ways that you may present your evaluation. Number 1. Record your evaluation in an audio file. Audacity is an example of free recording software. Publish this recording on your blog or in a class web space. This recording that you're listening to now was made using Audacity. Use free desktop publishing software such as Scribus to present your evaluation. Be sure to include pictures to tell your story. Flickr has pictures for you to use under the Creative Commons license. Post your evaluation to your goal setting blog. Read and add encouraging comments to blogs of your classmates. Use VoiceThread to present your goal setting evaluation. Be sure to visit and add encouraging comments to those of your classmates. The links for Audacity, Scribus, and VoiceThread are all found on the webpage. Activity. Get feedback on your evaluation. You may like to do this formally in your class or by other means. Ask a friend, a family member. You could email somebody the link of your logbook journal. You need to find somebody to look at your evaluation and answer these questions. Ask them each time, do I? Number 1. Consider which of the actions were achieved and why they were successful. Number 2. Consider which of the actions were not achieved and why they were not successful. Describe future actions to meet any incomplete goals. Number 4. Describe new goals arising from completed goals. Number 5. Do I investigate ways to manage success or disappointment associated with achieving or not achieving the goals? Find a way to publish and share this feedback. Make any changes that the person suggested or say why you disagreed with their suggestions. The final activity in Be Your Own Life Coach is the celebration. It's time to celebrate and share. You've worked hard to meet your goals and so have others in your groups. Be sure that you take the time to learn from the experiences of others. With your teachers or group, arrange a time to share what you've learned from your reflections and goal setting. Have a shared lunch or snacks. If possible, meet in a different venue. Do something different to bring the unit to a close. Don't forget to talk about the good things that are going to happen next because you've learnt how to set and work towards smart goals.